This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Look how gorgeous this is. 30 minutes outside of Sarajevo. We're going to go boating on the lake today. We're going to see Mostar. Mashallah. Look at this scenery. Allahu Akbar. Wa alaikum salam. You know, the best thing about this is actually you order your food upstairs, and then we're going to sit here and eat it, and it's gone. It's basically just a little cafe with a tiny outboard engine. Because a Palestinian flag is hanging from a Bosnian bridge. Happy days. Mashallah.
Is there a prayer space up there?
Yeah.
What year is it? I feel like it might be 2030. Subhanallah. I guess Allah just wanted me to see this and for you to see it too. Alhamdulillah. Oh, a lot of excitement for me for one day, climbing up the old spire over there. But let's go and have a look at the people who want to jump off the bridge. Amazing! Crazy, crazy, crazy people. In a beautiful, beautiful space. It is gorgeous. Mostar is, I think Mostar is actually a bucket list place. May Allah keep it in peace. Ameen. That was amazing and insane. Well done, mate. Rather you than me. The shops were so gorgeous but I just had to have a change of clothes also after climbing the stairs. And Brother Mursad, where are we off to now?
We're going to a place called Blagaj, and we're going to visit the Sufi shrine in Blagaj and the river Albuna, inshallah.
Inshallah, that's the perfect end to the perfect day, something spiritual. It looks like it's going to rain, might get some dramatic scenes up here on the mountain. Walking across the bridge and up the cobbled lane, it's really like travelling back in time. The Blagaj Tekke was built around 1500, built into rocky soil at the right side of the source of the Buna River. Its primary aim was to serve as a dervish house of dhikr, that means praise of God. There's this very palpable sense of peace. The dervish orders here, they believe the natural environment praises God. The waterfall adds a noisy backdrop to our walk and tour. Make sure you take time to take a moment to pray in one of the charming prayer rooms of traditional rugs and simple white walls.